Midnight, the Lord just referred me while I was praising Him to a letter that was sent to me by one of the great intercessors in America. They call them the U.S. Prayer Movement, led by Alice Smith. She sent me this letter, and I just want to read it to you, what God spoke to them about me. This is what they wrote to me. In their handwriting, the heart of the king is in your hands. He calls you friend. This day in the heavenlies, God Almighty is plundering the jealous Tobias and the Sambalats of your life. With a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other, you will build the wall. And then they went further. Prepare for further adversaries. Fight? No. Praise? Yes. Praise the Lord. See as the Lord. Praise Him. And praise will be the doorway by which His presence will come. Establish the four gates. North, declare it glory. South, declare it honor. West, declare it blessing. And the east, declare it power. The wall we see, El Buba, the wall we see, the glorious hand of the Lord upon you, the personal affliction you have is a small price to know my glory and my suffering. The devil thought he had you in the days of your youth. But I am Jehovah, and I have the last laugh. Issa is mine. Now, the Almighty referred me to this prophecy. They will send it all the way from America. And the heart of the king, that is my daddy, is in my hands. And God calls me friend. I know that's the way I discuss with Him, very closely. But He said, there are certain adversaries, certain people who have decided to rise up against me. The Almighty God said, fight? No. But what? Praise. So, I'm going to give you, this is a word of prophecy for me, and if it is a word of prophecy for me, that means it is for all of you. Because you're under this grace. If God will fight my battle, it means it will fight. He will fight your battle for you. If God is my friend, it will be terrible of you to try to temper with God's friend. So you're going to take another 2 minutes, more than anyone else, before we continue, and praise Him louder than anyone. Praise Him. Forget about all your enemies and your adversaries. Praise the Almighty God. I decree and declare over you, it shall be well with you. Amen. It shall be well with your family. Amen. It shall be well with your children. Amen. It shall be well with your career. Amen. It shall be well with you when you go in and come out. Amen. It shall be well with you when you go out for your businesses. It shall be well with you in the morning. Amen. It shall be well with you at night. Amen. It shall be well with you in the afternoon. Amen. It shall be well with you the following day. Wherever you go to school, it shall be well with you. Whatever arrow that has been released to kill students, it will not locate you. Every strange disease that he told me that will take place this year, it will not locate you. The Almighty God will keep you secured. As you keep celebrating and thanking him, your destiny will enjoy uncommon favor. Every prison that the gates have been closed against you, those gates will open in your favor. The south will open. The north will open. The east will open. The west will open. Just like the word of the Lord spoken to me, the world will know that you have a covenant with the Almighty God. Daddy said this word to me, son, as long as you keep your innocency, I will prove to men whether I call them or I call you. Therefore, I decree and declare that whatever will make you to lose your innocency, may you lose that thing in the mighty name of Jesus. My God will fight for you. My God will fight for your family. My God will fight to defend your calling. Those of you that are called as apostles and ministers in the marketplace, this year you will shine greatly. You will be the tool that God is going to use. Every one of you here, you will fulfill your purpose. Those of you that are called to be ministers in the temple, this year you will do exceedingly well. God will use you to wipe away tears. God will use you to give direction to destinies. Your ministry will never be like it was last year. You will enjoy greatness this year. Give the Lord the loudest shout of hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Go ahead and celebrate him. Go ahead and give him praise with a clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, make a joyful shout of hallelujah in the house. Yeah, shout, shout, hallelujah. Shout, 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 shout. Shout, shout. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Is a song, is a language we will continue to be saying in heaven. I look forward to that day when he will appear in the sky. Glory be to God in the highest. Reach out to three people and tell them you're looking great today. You can be seated, please. Psalm 100 and 3. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I told us yesterday, it is very possible for people to easily forget the good things, for them to remember the bad things. With what God has been doing in the lives of millions and billions of people on earth, they easily forget. They remember the bad things they are going through than to remember the good things. So the psalmist, in praising God and giving thanks, reminding us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Number one, what are the benefits? He forgives all your iniquity. That's a benefit. It is not because it is of your power. It is the mercy of the Lord. And God Almighty, who got you saved, is because of his mercy. You would have ended up in sin and died in sin. But God got you saved. It's a benefit. Number two, who healed all thy diseases? The different kinds of sicknesses that would have swept you away. I once told you the story, it was on our dailies here in Nigeria, of a lady who went for an award, I think they call it Grammy Award, in the U.S. And I think she was the only person who got that Grammy Award for that period. She came back to Nigeria. As she landed, she was taken from the airport to be driven to her house. Well, she couldn't get to her house because of a light headache. Slight headache, she started screaming. And as they got to the hospital, before they could attend to her, she passed on. So sometimes some things you call so little is the deliverance of God upon your life. People have gone through 1,000 times much more than what you have gone through. And they couldn't survive it. You have gone through bigger issues in life. Sicknesses that killed others and could not kill you. Give thanks to the Almighty God. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. These are all benefits. You can't pay for it. You can't pay for it. That's why the greatest wealth you can have is health. Because you can have, I was in London now a few weeks ago last year, and they brought the picture of Desani. They were asking for prayer. Desani is there with cancer. She stole all the billions, but the billions could not give her the help she needs. I don't know whether you have ever seen a grandma that is looking at the age of 130 years old. A grandma looking age of 130. That's the way Desani is looking like now. She's only in her early 50s. And she's looking much more than somebody that is 100 and something years old. And you realize that there are arrows of different kinds of sicknesses the enemy brought to you. But God just captured them and removed them. Give him the loudest clap offering. Hallelujah. He heals all your diseases. And then he redeems your life from the pit. The pit there is the grave. Some of you that are sitting down here, actually a few days ago, Satan and his agents were dancing at the gravesite. They were waiting that your corpse would be brought there. But it's so shocking to hell that you are alive with your family. Give him the loudest celebration. He delivered you from the pit. If you don't know, go to any of the hospital and you will see that people were brought to the morgue on the 31st of December. Few hours to the 31st of December, they were strong and hearty. Few minutes later, they only heard that they had collapsed. And that's all. From January to December last year, every month you're like a mystery. They ask, is this person still alive? Is she still alive? Is he still alive? Okay, we'll see what we'll do. But the Almighty God has been fighting for you. Behind the scene, God is just taking a lot of battles on your behalf. Give him the loudest celebration. That's why you have to thank God. He fills and satisfies your mouth with good. How many of you ate sand? How many of you ate serpent? God is feeding you with serpent. If you are not fasting and you want to eat, how many of you were able to eat this month, this new year? You got food to eat. Let me see your hand. God satisfied you. Satisfied your mouth with good things. You're growing older, but you're getting younger. Look at the waist, how strong you are. It's renewing your youth, even though you're getting older. Ah, go ahead and celebrate him, friends. Almighty Father. Do you know that there are some people, you will see them, they are just 20 years old, but the way they are looking is like they are 70 something years. But you are old and you're looking younger than that person in strength, in intelligence, in memory. Come and give him the loudest celebration of praise. That's why I shared with us and I said, the very quality, the quality of your life, no matter the situation that you go through, the quality of your life will be based on your thankfulness. Your thankfulness towards God will determine the quality of life that you will have. You want to have a good quality life will be determined by your thankfulness. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, and the Bible says, Paul wrote this in the prison. He said, do not be anxious about anything. Now, I don't have a problem if this is Solomon. I mean, if Solomon is the one writing me this one, I would say, it's because you are the richest man on earth. But this man is writing from the prison. And he's saying, hey, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In everything. I told us yesterday that you see some people will pray and present their supplication before God. The next minute, their mouth is full of complaint and murmuring. How can God work it out for you? He said, when you give thanks and pray to the Almighty God, he said, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Point two, I told us yesterday that thanksgiving is one of the most vital key to our greatness. Great people are thankful people. Thankful people are great people. Thankful people are great people. And great people are thankful people. Doesn't matter what situation. Now, I told us yesterday, I said, this life comes with two sides of it, the negative and the positive. And it's all rolled. So if you approach the day with complaint, it will open up negative things for you. If you approach it with thanksgiving, you will get the blessing. You get the blessing that the day comes with it. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks. In all things and always. You don't just give thanks and say, well, I gave thanks yesterday. It's enough. Every second, giving thanks to the Almighty God. Your attitude will determine whether life will unfold your destiny into the place of blessedness or your life will end up in wretchedness. Your attitude. That's why giving thanks. Yesterday I read the book of Isaiah chapter 12 from verse 1 to 6. Isaiah chapter 12 from verse 1 to 6. And we saw somebody who sees things differently. With the dealings of God, he was never offended. Corrections of God, he was never offended. Chastisement of God, he was never offended. But he was very appreciative. And we saw the way God Almighty turned around the story of his life. Your attitude. And one of the greatest miracles that will happen in many of you here, and million others that are watching by television or listening to this CD, is that God will change your attitude. God will give you the power to change your attitude. Get it right. You are the one that will work it out. God will give you the power. Did you get it? If you want to remain the way you are, you can remain. God will not force it. But you will suffer for it. But if you want to make it well in this life, look here, friends. The year 2016 will be worse than other years for you if you're not ready to change your attitude. But if you're ready to change your attitude and have a grateful heart, then this year is going to be greater than all the years in your life. Can I hear the loudest amen? You get the blessing, it's determined by your attitude, friend. You become wretched, it's also determined by your attitude. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 5. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 5. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to your name. There's somebody here that you said I shall announce to you that this year you will experience great and the greatest multiplications in your life like never before. Thank you, Father. There is someone here that he said the barrenness of your life is over. That this year you're going to begin to bear a lot of fruits. Oh, thank you, Father. This is wonderful. Glory be to your name. That he said, I should tell somebody here that sickness that has always tormented your family, that has always come seasonally, he said that sickness is terminated forever. This year, you will enjoy uncommon health. Give the King of Kings the loudest clap offering. Give him all the glory. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Wow, this is wonderful. He said, I should tell somebody here. Oh, praise God. He said, your case is settled. He said, begin to praise me now. Because your case is settled. Oh, glory be to your name. This is wonderful, Lord. Psalm 100. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. That is a song. Tell somebody here that never again in your life would you experience what you have experienced last year. Thank you, Jesus. My friend, I'm grateful. Thank you, Father. This is wonderful. That is said, I should tell somebody here that in the next 30 days, just be praising me because you will raise your head high above your enemies. As I'm talking to you, I'm seeing a picture. They are coming to bow down before you. Oh, glory be to his name. Give him the loudest clap offering, friends. Oh. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Oh, I will praise him
from everlasting.
Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Oh, I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, from everlasting. Oh, clap your hands to him.
I will praise him.
Shout of hallelujah to him. When you praise the Almighty God, don't wait for anybody. And that's why you see our special song says, shout hallelujah to him. Don't wait for anybody. You shout to the King of Glory. Make a joyful shout unto him. Glory be to you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. Thank you, Father. I have a good news for someone here. While we were praising the Almighty God, I will praise him. He said, son, just look. And I was just looking. And I saw a kind of a writing on a grave. And I said, Lord, what is that? He said, premature death has just been broken in that family forever. So, don't be afraid that you will die soon. You won't die soon. You're going to live very long. Psalm 100 and verse 1. Psalm 100 and verse 1. You see there, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with sadness. Serve the Lord with sadness. So I decree and declare for the remaining days of your life, you will never come before the presence of God with sadness again. What do you do? How do you serve the Lord? How do you serve the Lord? In every situation, how do you serve the Lord? And then come into his presence with what? Singing. When you sit down in your shop, be singing and be walking up and down. I will praise you from everlasting. Just be praising the Almighty God. Don't sit down in your shop and be listening to the voices of the devil. If you want to hear from Satan, he has volumes. How old are you? Satan has been there before your grandparents. So he has dozens of stories. Satan has been living now, as I'm talking to you, for more than 7,000 years. So he has a lot of stories to tell you. Stories to destroy you. So that you will not praise God. He knows one powerful key is sadness. When you come into the presence of God with sadness, you don't get his attention. God said, get that hopeless person away from me. I don't like hopeless people around me. I don't like people that are very negative all the time around me. Get him away. I like people that in the midst of their situations, they are positive. I want people that are in the midst of their situation, they are hopeful. And that's the case of Abraham. Even though Abraham was barren, but he was a hopeful man. Sarah, her body was totally gone. But yet, she was hopeful. That's the kind of people that God associates with. Sad people in their office. Sad people in their work. Boring. They make everything very negative. I decree and declare for the remaining days of your life, songs will be flowing out of your belly. Wherever you go, you'll be praising the Almighty God. Praise him and he will handle the battles you cannot handle, friend. That's one of the greatest secrets that God gave me. You challenge me, I will retire. Go back to him in praising him. I will thank him so much for everything. Thank him for what you said about me. Thank him for the things you're planning. And I will say, Daddy, I give you the glory. I thank you because you are molding me through what this person is doing. And the next thing you begin to see him rise. You say, who is touching my friend? I decree and declare you will not be the enemy of the Most High God. You'll be the friend of God. Thank you, Father. Verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. He was. He is God. It is he who made us. Who made you? Who made you? If God is the one who made you, he has a plan for you. And we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now, verse 4. Enter his gates. Did you see what there? Gates or gate? Gates. That's why the prophecy that was sent to me, they said the gates of the north, the south, and the east. Now let me give you what it means here. Prosperity gate. Peace gate. Promotion gate. Progress gate. Now, each of these has a gate. Now, when you begin to praise God, the gate of prosperity that was closed against you, the moment you begin to praise God, the gates will open for you. Giving thanks to the Almighty. Gates of prosperity will begin to open for you. I decree and declare this year, you will praise God more than ever in your life. And then, enter his courts with what? Praises. Enter his courts. And that's the place where God takes decisions. Remember the gates of these ones, they are small, small things to the Almighty. He said, just praise, just thank me. The gates will be opening for you. And then he said, when you come to the place where I take decisions, there is a matter about you that was presented to me by the accuser. And the accuser has passed a judgment on you. All the courts that your case have been presented, they have actually passed a judgment against you. But you're praising me now. That judgment is reversed. That was what happened with Paul and Silas. When the matter was brought before the court of heaven, the court of the earth has passed their judgment. Death in 24 hours. But the court of heaven said, these people that are praising me, I need them more than anybody. So, matter and case dismissed, reversed by force. And that was how the case was reversed. Every matter that nobody on earth could handle, your praise will make a way for you. Your praise will make a way for you. Your praise will make a way for you. Let me give you 1 minute again. Give the Lord a praise. Sing unto him praise. Give him praise. For the Lord is good. For his steadfast love endureth forever. All his faithfulness is unto all generations. Glory be to his name. 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 Handa robo koshingele bakara zontore boshketere bosanda labasatara. Give the Lord the loudest clap offering since you came here. Let me hear your clap unto him. Clap, clap. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Now, these keys, Satan is crying. Say, why is he talking this thing to them? Why is he giving them this plain secret? Well, the Almighty God has a choice for you. That's why God is giving you this secret. If you can walk with this one, all through your life, you can never compare them with this year. Because your mouth will be filled with thanksgiving and praises. Difficult matters will just find their way. Glory be to the Lord. You know, people who praise God, they attract more miracles. Miracles happen easily in their lives. See them praising God, celebrating the Almighty God. They are very thankful. Oh my God. I remember some years ago, when I was sharing with my mom, she was so amazed. Because as of that time, I shouldn't know the things that was happening. But at all I told her, so she said to me, the mystery around you is like, what happened to me? Even when I was sucking my mother's breast, I knew it. I was telling her when she used to sell bread and how I would sit down and then she's selling palm oil, sewing dresses with a small child. Now, you realize that in the shop where she was, she will always, no customer, nobody. There is a man that is selling beside her. He's a fair man, sure man. He has a shop. Now she is also selling in this shop. And this sure man will be selling much more than you sell sometimes about one bag and a half of meat pie. His own will finish. The one in my mother's shop will still be there because she was selling for a pastor's wife. And God have used her to bless that pastor's wife, and the pastor's wife later on gave her that shop. Now, all the time, if you come around that shop, you always be hearing Mama singing. I remember some of the songs she used to sing. She would sing and sing and sing and sing and sing, and you see her moving around, cleaning, even when there is no customer, she'll be cleaning and be singing and touching the water. And then if customer comes, she will smile and sing. So everybody knew her in secretariat as the Mama, the singer. Now, suddenly, one day, God decided to say, this is my daughter that is praising me more than anything. I will justify her praise between her and this man who is not praising me. And ladies and gentlemen, that was how power changed hands. From that man, everybody started lining up in my mother's shop. Suddenly, all over secretariat, they were saying, my manchang, I think I iki the bokani. Bokan tena de karfiyafik bokan watchimutimi. Bokan tashine praises unto the Most High God. That's how God lifted her up. She became a distributor in those early 70s. Coca-Cola. Raised her up. I decree and declare, every stagnation in your life, you will break through to praises. There is a song she used to sing in her language. I will always remember that song. And whenever she's singing that song, she'll be crying. Tears of praise and joy. I want to announce to somebody, this is the voice I'm hearing from the Almighty. That the people who thought that they have overtaken you, very soon you're about to overtake all of them. Oh, thank you, Almighty Father. I'm hearing the Lord say to me again, son, I'm so glad you gave them this testimony. He said, there is somebody here, a woman here, that power is about to change hand. Customers that belong to other people, they will all be coming to you. Because God is going to use your case to show to people that the ones who satisfy me when I'm hungry. There is a song in Hausa, Nabaka tuwa baka chiba, nabaka shinkava ma, kunuma baka shaba, mezembaka ya ubengiji. Yabo. Shina bunde ubengiji ekechi. Niyachia, kushite che. Alhamdulillah. Barina arbukache eata. From today, this devil of murmuring, I cast it out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, events happen in our life, the Bible says, for our admonition. Things that have happened to us is for admonition for the next generation. They'll be able to look and say, my dad and my mom, the way they praise God. I see that is the way that's how they were overcoming. Remember that Isaac remembered what his father used to do. And he did the same thing and God said,
Isaac, any enemy that will rise against you, I will smite them. And that was what happened. The altar Isaac raised, from that moment, Abimelech ran to Isaac and said, of a truth, the finger of God is upon you. We can see that there is blessing on your life. Anybody that will touch you this year will see the finger of God. Thank you, Holy Father. I'm hearing the Lord said, son, there is something I want to do in somebody's life here. All the mourners and the wrong associations that are pumping your spirit with poison to destroy you, the Almighty God said he's separating them from your life this year. There are things you will not remember, people you will not remember, things you will not see again. Because God is taking you higher. Why do you worry yourself with Judas? Judas has done his work. He has not stopped you from going higher. And therefore, I announce to you today, every Judah who said they want to crucify you, they want to see your end. All right. Your end will be your beginning. And what they said is going to be your end is going to be their end. So, celebrate the Lord with a clap offering because you have just started. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. I hear the Lord said to me again right now while you were clapping. He said, son, I told you before, but I'm doing it in somebody's life now again. He said, announce it to that my child, your case is settled. Your case is settled. Your case is settled. James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Every good gift. Every perfect gift is from where? From where? Every good gift. The life you have, is it a good gift? Is it from where? From above. Now, the one who is full of thanksgiving, thankfulness, in little things, will enjoy much. Anybody you see, that person is thankful for small things, very, very, I say very, very, you know, there are people who will do as if they are thankful, but they are not. But the person is really thankful for the small. You're sure that this person will have much. But unappreciative souls are always miserable. People that are unappreciative, people that are unthankful, check their lives. Always complaining. Very miserable. Do you know the reason why? Because they live outside the shelter of the Most High God. The moment you live outside the shelter of the Most High God, life becomes miserable. Life becomes terrible because you're living outside the shelter of the Most High God. I'm hearing this voice speaking to me again. From today, you will graduate from being a Nigerian. You will become an heavenly citizen. Amen. You will handle every matter as a heavenly citizen. Amen. I hear the Lord say, give them another 30 seconds. Let them praise me. Praise him. Praise him louder than your friend by your side. It's about your destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Do you know something? That if you have somebody who is thankful, even when the person is to be sacked, the person will not be sacked.
Because the person is always very appreciative. Even when heaven wants to do certain things, heaven will say, no, that person is always very grateful. And that's why a songwriter said, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, the Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, the Son. Begins to give thanks, he becomes rich. When the weak begins to give thanks, he becomes strong. When the poor begins to give thanks, he becomes rich. Hey, when the weak begins to give thanks, he becomes strong. When the poor begins to give thanks for what God has done for him or her, he becomes rich. And when the weak begins to give thanks to the Almighty, he becomes strong. Give thanks to the Almighty one more time. Glory be to God. Now, don't ever underestimate, minimize the strength of the enemy. The enemy has his own trick and cunningness. And when you hear people complain, they tell you, "Atu ya zamwi, dole ne mufara, dole ne abuneke damu mudinga fara." That is the cunningness of the devil to keep you in perpetual bondage. That is the cunningness. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, I want you to open your Bible there and let's read it. Because if your eyes open in these 14 days of seminar, you get this thing. Hey, yeah. Check the way your life will be. Check the way God will work miracles in your life, your family, your children, your parents, your businesses, your career. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and let me read quickly verse 1. Follow me in the reading. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them. And the rock was Christ. But look at the next thing, verse 5. Very touching. Nevertheless, I pray that story will not enter into your life. All that God is doing, all that God is doing, all that you're experiencing. You can just imagine the meal, spiritual meal God is giving you now. Do you know the diseases that has been destroyed just this 30 minutes of teaching you Thanksgiving now? Many, many generational curses have just been destroyed. Because something is coming alive in your life. Your cells that are dying, they are coming alive. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased. Kai, I pray for you this year. If God is feeling bad about others, God will be pleased about your life. You see, why you don't allow the sadness of others influence your life. Don't allow others' people's attitude. Change your attitude in thanking God and appreciating people that God have used to lift you up. People that God have used to give you a future. I was telling my DG, and I think I said it in, I think South Africa also, when I was talking, I said, don't forget the people who dug the well. As you run the race of life, remember that every well you're drinking water from, somebody dug it. Without somebody digging that well, you wouldn't have gotten water to drink. You know, it's when some people try to destroy themselves, right? Somebody created an opportunity for them and they get a place they are working now. They just undermine that person who created the door. They don't know. They say, well, it can happen. Anybody can do it. But there are many people you met that didn't do it. But this person allowed God to use him to do it for you. And yet, after a few days, you become ungrateful. You even want to shoot that person. Ungratefulness. They all ate the spiritual meat. They all drank the spiritual drink. All. But God was not pleased with most of them. All of you who are hearing me today, and millions of others who are watching, because what you are hearing now, people are going to watch it in other nations. That's why people call from Germany, they call our resource center, they call from around the world, and they order for the tapes of these messages. I pray for all of you that when people's actions will make God angry and said, curse them, these ones, they will not enter the promised land. I pray that for your case, God will be pleased with you. Most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. This is where I want to bring your attention to what overthrew them in the wilderness. They were all enjoying the move of the Holy Spirit. Look at it again. All of them, they ate the same spiritual food. All of them, they drank from the same spiritual drink. All of them went through the cloud. All of them went through the sea. All of them ate from the rock, which was Christ. But yet, nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased. I pray and prophesy that in the midst of the millions of people that go to church and God is not pleased with them, God will be pleased with you this year. That's why you realize that people say, millions go to church, we go see us and God is not doing it. What will he do? Check your attitude. You are ungrateful. Very ungrateful. There was a young man many years ago who lived with me in State Locos in my house. And this young man is from Plateau here. They came together, two of them pastors. They were working in Maiduguri. And he said, after watching my life, he said, he wants to stay around me so that he can tap. So in the house, we were two of us. I will cook, I will clean up the house, do everything, provide for him. One day, after a few months, one day, I was sitting down in the parlor and I was listening to a message by Jimmy Swaggart. And the young man came around me and he sat down. He started asking me a few questions and I was correcting him and I said, okay, if you want to really succeed in your walk with God, you have to do this, you have to correct this, you have to correct this. Suddenly he just busted out and said, nah, you're too arrogant. You're too proud. You think because you brought me to where I am, what I am today, I'll be better than you. Look at you. Oh. It was like I freezed up.
And I look at him and I said, thank you. God bless you. I cook lunch, serve all of us. Then, in the evening, I gave him dinner. And after that, I told him, I said, I'm going on some marathon. You know me with marathon fasting. So I entered my room on a dry fast. So while I was in the room, I locked myself up. I was praying and crying to the Lord. Say, Lord, I didn't know that I have this nature. Eh? And you didn't deal with it. How almighty. Suddenly, the Lord came down, sat beside my bed. He said, son, I have molded you to reflect my glory. You are broken so humble in my hands that you have never resisted me. You have obeyed me with what others have argued with me. He said, therefore, I will fight your case. He said, arise and worship me. Now, follow this story. Years later, I came to Jos. This individual came to Jos. Years later. Instead of life going up for him, life was going down, 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 down. Until finally he came to hear Ibomi. And he knelt down before me. Now this matter is almost about 20 years. He said to me, please, sir, I blew it off when I opened my mouth. God came to my room and told me, you will die in misery because you tempered with my friend who fed you, took care of you, provided for you, gave you shelter. He was crying. And I told him, I said, I can't even remember. Oh. I said, okay, it's over. Forget, go. You're free. Well, suddenly God started raising him up. The song that I sang, that I wrote, God Bless Plateau State, My Home Sweet Home. That was the young man who took that song and sang it on PRTV. He's no more alive. But before his death, actually on the day they said, on the day he was dying, he was calling my name. Now what I'm trying to tell you is this. When you do certain things to certain people and they want to repay you with evil, forget them. Give thanks to God. Keep doing what you're doing. Watch and see. Give them a few years. God never forgets, so. He is a rewarder. Whatever a man sows, that is what he will reap. Don't allow your spirit to be contaminated, because if you allow it, you are in trouble. I went to the house. I think Pastor Chidi and all of that, I think they followed me. Went to the house. The father talked with me, all of them. Days to that, it's me. But then my joy is that a few years later, he got himself right. And God started working things in his life. Today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, whatever you have done in the past that is haunting you today, I ask that the mercy of God will speak over your life. I ask that the mercy of God will deliver you. I ask that the mercy of God will restore you. You must be careful. You must be careful when you are dealing with the Moses-like people. You must be careful. Because if you want to bury your destiny, talk. Somebody sacrificed his life. Somebody left the glories of this life just to help a people reach their destination. And you will say you will rise up to fight that person. Can you imagine? If Moses was the king, he would have been commanding them enjoy his life in the palace. But he made that sacrifice because he felt the children of God must fulfill their destiny. And then some people will rise up. I prophesy over your life today. By the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bring you under the cloud of mercy. I bring you under the cloud of mercy. I bring your children under the cloud of mercy. I bring your family under the cloud of mercy. I pray that whatever will make God to turn his eyes away from you, let mercy speak over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Be careful with your mouth. Be careful. Be careful when God have used people to show you the way. And you want to use your mouth to fight them. Be careful. Because that is the trick of the devil. It's a cunning plan of Satan. Now let's look at it. For there we are all overthrown. Let me quickly go through the other ones. I want to reach a point. Now these things took place as example for us. They took place as what? They took place as what? They took place as what? Mm-hmm. Certain things happen in this life to be an example. So that you can learn from it. That we may not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written. The people sat down to eat, they drink, they rose up to play, and they forget God. Verse 8, we must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. Verse 9, we must not put Christ to the test. We must not put Christ to the test. This is where I'm bringing you to. As some of them did, and we are destroyed by what? Serpents. Follow me. I don't have time because of the time to talk on this other serpent. Who is this serpent? But look at verse 10. It's where I'm bringing you in our study. No grumble as some of them did grumble. Some of you will say, I am a human being. I must grumble. You are not a human being. You are first of all a spirit being. Mastering the human. If you allow that psychology of the devil, that philosophy to influence your life, you are in trouble. No grumble as some of them did, and we are what? Destroyed by who? God. By who? Destroyed by who? Destroyed by who? Destroyed by the destroyer. I'm going to show you something here now as I close. If you can get this revelation, your thought and your lifestyle will change. The destroyer, Revelation chapter 9. Who is this destroyer? Revelation chapter 9. And verse 11. Revelation chapter 9 and verse 11. Paul said these people, these Jews, grumbling and complaining in their difficult circumstances, they invoke, stirred up the destroyer, and the destroyer destroyed them. Look at the destroyer. Who is he? Verse 11 of Revelation 9:11. They have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon. And in the Greek, his name is called Apollyon. Who is the name of this destroyer? Abaddon. What is the meaning of that? Apollyon? Destroyer. His assignment, he is the king of the bottomless pit. His king, as I'm talking to you right now, he is sitting down crowned in the bottomless pit, in charge. Follow this picture. The children of Israel were going with the presence of God. The glory of God was covering them. You're going to get to your destination. God was going with them. Suddenly they started grumbling, complaining. Grumbling, complaining. And as they started grumbling, that second they started grumbling. See what happened?
their voice reached to hell and touched Apollyon. Abaddon, 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 we need you. Anytime you complain and grumble, you wake up Abaddon to attack. Let me bring you again. Because people who read the story of the children of Israel, they thought it was God who killed them in the wilderness. I don't like complaining, God said. Me, I don't like murmuring. In all circumstances, give thanks. This is what I want. The children of Israel said, no. And then they started complaining. As they were moving, complain against Moses. Complain against God. Ah, at the point, Moses would cry to God. God would say, leave them. They are not doing it to you. It's me. It's me. And as God is, as they are doing that, God is withdrawing. Their voices is the one that reach hell. Abaddon! Abaddon! Come into our family. Anytime you grumble, you open the door for the king of hell to reign in your house. Get this word. Anytime you complain, you are opening the door, come on, for the king of hell to step into your house. And the king of hell doesn't come like that. He comes as what? His name, meaning of his name is what? Destroyer. Anything good, he will clear, destroy. That's why the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. Send me away from your house because of complaint. You will lose abundance. And the destroyer will bring emptiness, miserableness. Check all the people who are always complaining. Miserable, sad, sick, afflicted. Because as you are shouting, Jesus, you say, who Jesus? I can't go there. One mouth complain, the other mouth praising me. Not me. I am not erratic. I am God that is unchangeable. Your case is not worse than Job. God will say, your case is not terrible than Job. If you are the one, what would you have done? Kill yourself and kill me? But Job understood, I know my Redeemer liveth. You say, I have been barren. How many years now? God spoke a promise to me. He promised me prophetically. He even appeared 20 years ago. Are you better? Is your case worse than Abraham? But Abraham yet praised me. And I gave him the child at the end of the day. What is it, your situation? Please put this in your mind because I'm closing with this. God opened my eyes and he said, son, let me show you why many are afflicted that I cannot do anything about. They call upon me, they pray, they do what? But their prayer is mingled with complaint. And I am too concentrated that I don't want dilution. You don't dilute praise and worry at the same time. Friends, anytime you cannot be praising God and at the same time be worrying. The two don't go together. Either praise God and remain praising him. Or you worry. You worry. And that's why Jesus said, when you worry, do you add? You subtract. You destroy. Now the destroyer comes, he begins to affect your skin. Eh? You are worried. Ah, see, everybody is saying now, how old I am? How old am I? Eh? I'm not yet married. And then you put yourself in blood pressure. Worrying everywhere. Worry, 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 worry. And the destroyer will say, destroy. 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 But then look at yourself like Mary. Mary who discovered destiny. Not married yet, but delivered. She has seen the light. Privileged to sit under Jesus the way you are sitting down. Aya! Tuma kanto roshata. And Martha came around. Complaining. Don't you see that I'm working all the month from morning to night? Even this lady, she's just in the It's only me. I'm the one doing everything. Jesus said, hey, Martha, Martha. That's to tell you that Martha's case was serious. Martha, Martha! Shy! One thing is needful. Mary has found it. And no man will take it away from her. Today, one thing is needful. You have found the key here. No devil will take it away from you. Mary, Mary, never complaining. Always worshiping. Always celebrating. Always honoring. Even in a death situation, she was a worshiper. And that's why she lived her life, fulfilled her life, fulfilled her purpose. Friends, live praising God. Thanking God. Don't compare yourself with other people. God is working something in your life. God is taking you to your destination. You are not the one who made yourself. He's the one who made you. If God has given you an assignment, be the best in that. Put in all your strength and your energy. Be the best. Let God say, Chai, this is my daughter. Kai, I gave her one talent, but the way she's living is five talents. Abaddon, we're going to pray against him now. He has entered into many of you, entered into your family. Do you know, as I'm talking to you, some of us that are here or you're watching, Abaddon has a throne in your house. And this Abaddon is the king of hell. I don't have time to get into the hell. What comes out of hell is not good. I wouldn't pray anybody to be there. Torment of life. Miserableness of life. That's why you see such kind of people. You see them half joy. They are just trying to pretend they are happy. But their heart is full of grumbles. They just give them a few days, they return back to their old. Abaddon has made a throne in their life. Now we're going to pray this prayer. Nobody is going to do it for you. You will do it for yourself. Abaddon overthrew them. Overthrew them in the wilderness. Friends, when you are overthrown, it means that your throne has been taken away. God has placed all of you that are sitting down here and all of you watching on a throne of destiny. God has said you're going to go higher. But your complaint will be the one that will push you out. And a stranger will occupy your seat. And you overthrew them in the wilderness. And none of them made it to the promised land. Except two who are grateful. Two who are appreciative. Let me close with this statement. How many of you remember Caleb? To tell you the kind of heart Caleb had. Even when Moses was gone, Joshua was meant to be the leader. But remember that it was two of them that were in charge. The outspoken person among the two was Caleb. But leadership fell on Joshua. To tell you, this kind of person with a thankful heart, he never came to Joshua to challenge him and say, look at the way you're treating me. Who do you think you are? All this while before the children of Israel, you're just proving to them as if you're the only one. You don't even talk about me. And no. Never. One day there was a situation where Caleb needed some parcel of land. Look at the way he went to Joshua. He went to Joshua as the leader and him as the subject. That's a thankful heart. Knelt down and said, sir, please, sir. When Moses was alive, he told us that me and my generation, this is where we're going to conquer. I am 85 years now. As I was 40 years ago, I am still strong now, sir. I can still conquer that mountain. Give me that mountain. A grateful heart. Caleb never created division in the leadership of Joshua because he's thankful. People that are ungrateful always cause crisis, division, ungrateful. They forget where they started. They forget where God picked them from. Today, the Abaddon that is sitting in your house, you will tell him to pack out. Because your eyes have opened now. When truth comes, darkness leaves. You shall know the truth. And the truth you know and apply will set you free. Lift up your hands while you're sitting down.
Because I'm going to bless you now. Tomorrow, Monday, we'll have the service in the temple. On Tuesday, we'll be back to Hallelujah Hall. Raise your hands high. Pray with all your strength. Say, Almighty Father, I am sitting down before you. I am sorry for my complaints. Father, I am sorry. Lift your voice and pray that prayer now. Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. This is what the Lord is speaking to me, and I want to say it quickly to somebody here. Stop your complaint, because your complaint is bringing apathy to be dealing with your families. The hell your sons are seeing is because of your complaint. You have complained too much. Empowered Abaddon. Instead of one throne, now he's having 100 thrones. Hell is in your house because your complaints are too much. Hell is in your life. Hell is in your house. You thought that it's by your complaint you will solve the problem of your house. But those problems are multiplying. Because Abaddon never reduces. He will afflict you with hell. You must see hell. You must die miserable. That's the calling of Abaddon. Bow down on your knees now. One thing we must repent of is ingratitude. You see people running activity, running church. But God is not in it. Abaddon is in charge. That's why you never read about Martha again in the journey of the disciples. She perished, died miserable, even though she was a friend of Jesus. But she was never a partaker to continue with it. Because the New Testament church doesn't need Martha. Abaddon will come and destroy revival. I want you in the next 2 minutes. I'm going to allow us to cry to God. Everyone here. Of ingratitude. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive your family. Ask God to forgive your father, your mother. Whether alive or dead, their words have brought Abaddon into your life. God is not pleased with many people you see in the church. That's why we see a lot of destruction. The destroyer is like, devil is more powerful. No, it's not. It's just that our complaints, our murmuring has brought in, allowed the king of hell. The Holy Spirit will leave us. Ask him to have mercy, forgive you through the blood of Jesus. I want you to begin to ask the Lord, Father, create a new heart. Give me a new heart. Give me a new heart. Father, change my attitude. Oh God Almighty, from now I want to live differently. A different mind. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, give me your mind. Give me your heart. Let me live like you. Let me walk like you. change my attitude. I confess to you sincerely today. I have not helped my life. I have not helped my family. I have not helped my father's house. I have not helped my descendants. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I would like you to rise up on your feet and let's pray this prayer. When you get back, please, please, concentrate your mind for you to develop this attitude of thankfulness. If anybody tell you, okay, state it, complain. If you don't, nobody will know. It never solves. God does not mean he's oppressing you that you don't talk. But you don't talk complaining. God will never hear you. He said, I hate it. If God tell, I hate a thing, he hates it. Why would God bring out people from Egypt? Bring them out. You're not talking of 1 million. Over 3 million people perished. 3 million. Paul said, these things are written for our example. If God will not spare 3 million people, you think you are the one he will spare? Don't deceive yourself with those grace preachers who tell you grace without the cross. Paul said, these people also had encounter with Christ. But they tested him and they perished. And Paul said, I beg you, don't test Christ. Don't take this grace for granted. I know that some of you must have had some preachers who said to you, get a chair, sit down. Complain to God so that don't try it. One single complaint will open the gate of hell for Abaddon to come into your house. And God cannot share the same house with Abaddon. No! Abaddon is just a bottomless pit angel. God cannot. He's not equal to God. That's what Jesus said. Don't worry. Don't complain. If God, who takes care of the birds of the air, can take care of the sparrows, will he not take care of you? You are even far better than the sparrows. You're going to pray this prayer with every strength you have within you. Oh, Jesus. God has given you an understanding here. And the devil knows that this is a secret hidden to billions of people. If you get this secret, check your health, check your family, check your life, check your Christian walk. It's going to change. You are going to enjoy the Holy Ghost so closely. Because the Holy Ghost is always grieved in an atmosphere of negativism. Raise your two hands to heaven now and pray this prayer. Close your eyes, everybody. Say, Almighty Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every Abaddon sitting in my life, sitting in my father's house. Today, I come against you in the name of Jesus. Get out of my life. Get out of my home. Get out of my father's house. Pray. Oh, God Almighty. Destroy the destroyer by the blood of Jesus. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Hukako shike debo shite no shite leko shike no roshiando raka 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 hikaka koko koshike kraza. Destroy the destroyer. Destroy the destroyer.
Destroy the destroyer. Destroying your father's house. Destroying your life. Destroying your business. Destroying your calling. Destroy your ministry. Destroy your marriage. Destroy the destroyer. Destroy him in the name of Jesus. Today you have risen in righteousness. You have risen to do the will of God. Therefore the Spirit of God will back you. Destroy. Destroy. Send them back to the bottomless pit. Send them back. Go. 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 Get out. Get out of my life. Get out. I open the door. Now I open the door. Get out. Get out. Get out of my life. Get out of my home. Get out. Get out. Begin to engage the blood of Jesus, friends. Begin to invoke the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Speak on my behalf. Speak on behalf of my children. Speak on behalf of my family. Speak, oh God. Speak over me, Lord. The blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put your two hands on your head. I'm going to bless you now. Let me give you this. Please, go and check it. Check the New Testament church. God never permits that kind of an atmosphere. Go and check it. Jesus had multitude before. Multitude, over 7,000 people. He had them. 700 leaders. That were raising the dead, casting out devils. But look at it. They became grumblers. One day Jesus preached a message. And the Bible says there was a grumbling. Hi, who can do this kind of thing? And grumbling. Suddenly the Bible says they turned away. Jesus turned to them and said, what are you people doing? I don't want complainers with me. Because if you're complaining, this vision will die. I want people that will be ready to deny themselves. People, even when they are putting knife on their neck, they will be praising me. This is the people I want. If you will lose your life for my sake, you will gain it. And the Bible says, and many of his disciples turned away. And heaven said, good, very good. And now I want the few. What are you people doing? And the 12 said, where shall we go? Where shall we go? We have found the bread of life. We have found somebody who is teaching us the way of God. Who else? Where can I go to? This man, you changed my life since I met you. Where? I don't have anywhere to go. I will perish with you, sir. And that was it. Check it. This, all of these 11, apart from Judas, all of them, they died for the cause of Christ. But God used them mightily. All of them. All of them. That's why there was a situation in the New Testament church. The movement started. Ananias and Sapphira. They wanted to pollute it. God said, where? In this my house? In this thing that I'm about to do? Aye! God was looking at our day. If that thing had been allowed, Christianity would have been dead today. And the Bible says the destroyer came and killed Ananias. His wife came next, killed Sapphira. And they carried their dead bodies away. He's the same God, though. He has never changed. Don't think that you can fast away in complaining. Don't think. Don't think you can quote the Bible and then you are grumbling. Satan will be the Lord of your life. That's what the Bible says. Now, you're going to pray this last prayer in 1 minute. From now, make up your mind. I will talk like Jesus.
I will think like Jesus. I told you thanksgiving will make you to defeat your enemy. Now you're going to pray this last prayer. You will say, you are pardoned. Sitting on the throne of my life, I command you, go back to the bottomless pit. Go back with your property. Pray that prayer. Go back. I am the one who opened the door for you. Go back. In the name of Jesus, go back. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Raise your two hands to heaven because of this blessed time. I will praise thee. I will praise thee. I will praise thee forevermore. I will praise thee. I will praise thee. I will praise my Lord, I will praise thee forevermore. I will praise thee. Praise thee, Lord. Praise thee, Lord.
I will praise thee forevermore.
I will praise thee. Oh, praise thee. Praise the Lord.
I will praise thee
forevermore. I will praise thee, Jehovah, Jehovah. I will praise thee, Lord.
I will praise thee forever.
Sing it for the last time. I will praise thee, Lord. Every day, every hour. Every minute, Lord.
I will praise thee forevermore.
Now listen to this instruction in 1 minute. I know the Lord is giving me more strength. In 1 minute, you will praise him and say, Lord, for the remaining days of my life, I have learned my lesson. I will be praising you. Every minute, every hour. Clap your hands louder. Your mouth declare. Tell him, let the trees clap their hands. Let the oceans clap their hands. Let the mountains clap their hands in praise unto him. Tell him, 1 minute. I will not take you lightly again. I will not take you for granted again. Lord God Almighty, this short life I have in this world, before I go to eternity, I will praise you. I will praise you. Lord, every minute, every hour, every day, I will praise you. King of glory, I will praise you. I will praise you. I praise you, Lord. Prabakoshe, I will praise your holy name. I will praise you, King of glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And I hear the loudest believing, amen. Yeah. Raise your two hands high to heaven as I bless you. Now with the understanding, your faith will work better. Yeah. From today, I decree in the name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah. I pray for you today. That God Almighty will bring the right men and women that will cause you to go higher in life in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you that beginning from this moment, The Lord my God will deliver you from the wrong people that will drain your life. The wrong people that will drain your spirit. I pray that wherever you go, God will give you people that will minister to your spirit. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you with divine appointments. I pray that God will connect you moment by moment. God will connect you with mighty men and women of destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Today I decree in the name that is above every other name, that the remaining days of your life this year, you will experience joy every day. You will experience enlargement every day. You will experience enrichment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that as this holy hand comes upon your head, the anointing of the Lord will destroy every seed of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Every property that Abaddon brought into your life, I command that those seeds will be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. This year, I bless you with grace. I bless you with grace. I say unto you again, this year the Lord will bring into your life the right men and the women. Men and women that are pure. Men and women that lift up holiness. Men and women that lift up their hands in holiness. I pray that the Lord will make them to surround your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This year, I bless you in the name that is above all names. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bless you with the spirit of discipline. I command that your life will no more be indisciplined. Your life will no more be disorderly. I command and I lift you up before the Almighty God, that the presence of God will dominate your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I initiate you and your family. From this day, your families will begin to wonder and say, what has happened? We're not hearing the way this person used to talk before. I pray that change will be effected in the mighty name of Jesus. The results you want to see, by your complaint, you added more problem. But now that you begin to praise the Almighty God, all that you desire to see, you will see the Almighty God beginning to bring the changes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This year, you will experience dominion. This place, this year, you will have dominion financially. You will have dominion spiritually. You will have dominion academically. In every aspect of your life, practically, you will be in dominion in the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy over your life. As your spiritual father, I represent your future. And therefore, everything your forefathers have done that is affecting you today, I cancel them in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you with a blessing. I bless you with a blessing. I bless you with a blessing. I bless you in the spirit. I bless you in the spirit. I bless you in the spirit. I bless you with dominion. I bless you with favor. I bless you with life. I pray for you that the same way the presence of God has been going with me, the presence of God will be manifested in every aspect of your life. You will live for joy. You will celebrate for joy. You will jubilate. You will dance. From today, whatever Abaddon has placed on your shoulder, I command you to be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every one of you, I raise my hands and I bless you. You will walk in the realm of uncommon favor. You will walk in the realm of uncommon favor. You will walk in the realm of uncommon favor. You will walk in the realm of uncommon favor. You will walk in the realm of uncommon favor. You will walk in the realm of uncommon favor. Every disease or sickness that Abaddon brought into your life, I return them back to the bottomless pit in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to be healed in your body. Be healed in your soul. Be healed in your spirit. Be healed in your mind. Be healed. Your destiny will no more waste heaven's investment. Whatever obstacle that has been placed before you, I remove those obstacles in the mighty name of Jesus. You will serve God better. 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 My Father decorate you with a beautiful spirit. You will have sweet spirit. You will have beautiful spirit. Heaven will be attracted to you. My Father will love to stay with you. The Holy Ghost will love to stay with you. The word of God will not be barren in your life. The word of God will be fruitful in your life. As you walk the word, as you obey the things you have heard me say, this year, God will lift you above your enemies. God will make your ways to prosper. No sickness will kill you. As these holy hands come on your head, you are very privileged because it is an instruction from heaven. People struggle to get it, but God said, this year, 14 days, put your hands on their head. For what blessings that they have not gotten, the blessings will follow them. You are a different person today. You will serve God more than you have ever served him before. You will show to heaven that God is number one in your life. The whole of this time, you'll be number one in the presence of the Almighty God. Your family shall not be left out. Your family will not miss it. Jesus said, in the days when he's coming, as Noah was, so shall it be when the Son of Man will come. I pray for you and your family. None of your family member will be missing in the house of the Lord. God will draw all your family into the ark. While others will be destroyed by the destroyer, God will save you in the ark of covenant. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you as the family of Noah did not complain. When they were doing the hard labor, only them building. They were thanking God, celebrating the instruction of their father. And God gave them a future and a security. From today, the way you will serve God, complain will never come out of your mouth again in the mighty name of Jesus. You will obey the word of God. You will obey the instructions you receive. Satan will lose every battle in your life. I pray for you, even in the days of your weakness, because you're giving thanks to the Lord, angels will come and strengthen you. Abaddon will never be your companion. Abaddon